One other thing before we get into the news. We are going to get into the news. Okay, relax. Before we do, I want to go back in on the halftime show. I want to come back in for seconds. I'm coming back in for more. I'm not finished with my point. I'm coming back for more. I want seconds. And so I have this very, everyone hates this take. And admittedly, it's very contrarian. Okay, it's a little contrarian. People are saying, you have to stop being so contrarian. Why? Are you guys tired of hearing a different way of thinking? Yeah, I know I'm Mexican. That's why I like the song. Here's the thing. So I wanted to go back in on this for one reason. So, you know, I gave my take about the halftime show and yeah, it's a little contrarian, but it's amazing. I've seen the Turning Point halftime show is now going viral because one of the performers, I don't know the guy's name. It's like Brantley something, or maybe this was a different one. I don't know. They're all the same to me. But one of these performers gets up at the Turning Point All-American Halftime Show, and he's got his acoustic guitar. You already know what I'm talking about. He's got like a hair transplant, leather jacket, big, fat, disgusting, puffy hands. You know these fat guys with their like disgusting, puffy hands? They look like Adam Sandler and Click. Remember when he got fat? They look like Wally. He's got these disgusting, puffy hands protruding from his leather jacket. Horrible hair transplant, big, fat, chubby, disgusting face. He's got his acoustic guitar, and these are the lyrics. He's strumming his acoustic guitar singing, "It ain't easy being country in this country." He goes, "I just want to catch my fish, cut my grass, drink my beer. I want to wear my boots, drive my truck, hug my dog." This is the... Now, everybody hated what I had to say about this. Hey, look, I liked the halftime show. I liked Bad Bunny. I thought it was fun. I thought it was catchy. I thought it was lighthearted. I liked it. Everyone hated me for saying that. Thermonuclear meltdown over that take. People said I sold out for liking a show. Meanwhile, at the Turning Point halftime show, that's your alternative. That's the alternative. I just want to kiss my fish. Everyone said it sounded like he said, kiss my fish. I just want to catch my fish, hug my dog, drink my beer. And I'm watching this on Sunday. See, this is why I was so mad. We're going to keep coming back here like 100 fucking times. This is never over. This is why I was so mad. Because I just hate, I don't like that whole presentation. I mean, it really made me sick to my stomach. And I saw some of these conservative accounts comparing the two. And they said, here was the Bad Bunny halftime show and it's twerking asses. And it's brown and black people, and it's degeneracy. And then they showed the clip from Turning Point, and they said, look at this wholesome chungus who just wants to drink his beer. And I'm like, I hate that guy. You want to know why? Because I hate weakness. I absolutely hate weakness. And I hate weakness coming from white people. Because here is what I saw in the two halftime shows. From the brown and black people, they are planting a flag. They're young. They're energetic. They're proud. They're confident. And they want everybody to know. The black people, the brown people, whether you like it or not, they're here. They are, the barbarians are in the gates. They are here. They are outnumbering us. In our country, in the world, they are proud, they are confident, they are young, they are dancing, they're playing their music, they are vivacious, they're having kids, and they are planting a flag. And their message, which we saw on Sunday, was, we are here, This is our country. Deal with it. And that was the message, unequivocally. That was the low angle shot. It was a low angle shot looking up at Bad Bunny and all the Latinos with their flags saying, love is stronger than hate. This is our country. This is our culture. We're here and we're not going anywhere. And that's a muscular, strong message, and it conveys vitality. And there's no question that they have a future. Then I watched a Turning Point halftime show, your all-American halftime show, your safe space for white cucks, your safe space for white losers. And all the white people retreated to some stage in Atlanta, apparently, and they had a cry. They had a good cry about how we're all dying. And some pathetic white doofus got up on the stage and said, I just want... He's literally crying. You gonna cry, you fucking pussy? He's literally sounds like he's about to cry. Aw, a poor white man all by himself on the stage with just his little guitar, with his world's smallest violin. And he's up there sounding like he's going to cry. I just want to hug my dog. I just want to drink my beer. I just want to watch the game. That's Dude, we're the race that created fucking Adolf Hitler, nigger. We're the race that created Napoleon, Caesar, Hitler, Alexander, Stalin. This is what we've become? This is who we are? The Latinos, yeah, everything you say about them is true, but they're as ignorant as they are, they're planting a flag and they're saying, hey, where are you? Come get us, whatever. And then you get some white loser who gets up and says, I just want to watch the game. I just want to drink my beer. Leave me alone. What, because I don't want my daughter to be trans? You're going to cancel me? It's like, dude, grow a fucking pair of balls. That makes me, it's like I said, it makes me want to switch teams. It makes me want to switch sides. It makes me depressed. If that is the state of the white right, if that is the state of white America, all American halftime show, then fuck that. You deserve to die. You deserve to go extinct if that's the best you have to offer. And this is all that white people seem to be able to offer anymore is leave me alone. Leave me alone. Let us retreat. It's like that movie based on an historical event. It's like that Christopher Nolan movie. What am I thinking of? The World War II movie. We literally just want a safe passage as we retreat. Let us retreat across the English Channel. Let us go home. Let us watch our game and drink our beer and catch our fish. And in a word, what it is a surrender. You know, because here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to tell you, white people, okay? You heritage Americans, founding stock Americans. No, you can't just watch your game. You can't just catch your fish. You can't just put on your boots and hug your fucking dog. You can't. You want to know why? Because in order to be able to do all of those things, you need white men in charge. You need white men with guns protecting the border. You need white men with guns deporting the illegals. You need white men with balls running the show. That's what keeps the enemies at bay. You don't have that, they're planting a flag in your neighborhood. You don't have the pride to stick up for your country. You don't have the pride to stick up for your race. You don't have the pride to stick up for your culture. You're not willing to sacrifice. You're not willing to go all in. Then they're going to plant a flag in your neighborhood and they're going to eat your dog. Okay, and they're going to kill all your fish. And they're not going to let you watch the game or drink your beer. You want to drive your truck, they're going to plow into you because they don't even speak English and they can't read the signs. And that is what will happen. So we have to do politics. We are in a civilizational war. We are in a civilizational war in the world against an ascendant Latin America, Muslim world, Asians. We're run by Jews. We're in a civilizational war in the world and in our country. And if you don't engage in politics and defend what is yours, if you don't take up space, if you don't acquire and wield power in defense of your own interests and your own people, other people will. They will take it from you. They will take up that space. It's a zero-sum game. They will take up that space. They will take and wield power, and they will wield it on behalf of themselves and their interests. And they will take our land, and they will take your fish and your game and your beer and your truck and your dog and your kids and your country. And that is what has been happening. And this is my message. It's not an anti-white message. People always get it twisted. I'm giving white people a kick in the ass. And I'm saying, stop feeling sorry for yourselves. Stop retreating. Stop crying. Stop begging our enemies to leave us alone. They're never going to leave us alone. They hate us. They want us dead. And there's many race traitors among their ranks too. There's many white liberals that want us dead. It's world Jewry that wants us dead. It's these invaders that want us dead. And you're begging them, pleading for mercy. Just leave us alone. We promise we'll be defenseless. We'll be small. We'll be harmless. That's what they're saying. That's what that message is. When they say, hey, I just want to catch my fish, what they're saying is, I surrender. I'm unarmed. That's what that is. And what does this mean? It means I'm not a threat. Hands up. Don't shoot. I'm a civilian. I'm just catching my fish and hugging my dog and minding my own business. I'm not threatening. I'm harmless. I'm neutralized. Don't hurt me. Please, just let me be. You're in control. You're in power. You run the show. Just give me mercy and allow me to live. And that's what that is. If that's you, fuck you. Fucking die. You might as well dig your own grave, get in it, and fill the dirt in on top of you already. We need to be threatening. We need to have power. We need to be in a position to defend our interests. We need to be in a position to repel these people. I don't just want to catch my fish. I hope that my great-grandchildren can just catch their fish and drive their truck and hug their dog. We don't have that luxury. Our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, you know, they were catching fish and hugging their dog and doing these things. Some of them, many of them went to war. But others, arguably the boomers, they had this vacation from history when they were able to do all those things and not concern themselves with politics or war, the civilizational conflict that we're in. We don't have that luxury. So I don't just want to, marry my high school sweetheart and get a dog and just hang out and drive my truck and watch my game and drink my beer. I want power. I want to go to war. I want influence. I want money. I want connections. I want to feel powerful. I want to be powerful. I don't want to feel non-threatening and beg my enemy for mercy and show him that I'm not a threat. I want to be the threat. We want to be the one that knocks, so to speak. That's the message. So I'm looking at this halftime show, and whatever you want to say about the Bad Bunny thing, it's a powerful message. What is dancing? It's a mating ritual. It's very sexual. They're young. They're doing their sexual dance. And this is a form of warfare. It's a form of warfare. Our music, our culture, our dancing, our women, our babies, our flags, we're here. You can't get rid of us. You can't take us out of the country. That's the message. And over a turning point, they are delusional. They're doing this ham-fisted appeal about dust off your Bibles, and they get this doofus coming up saying, literally on the verge of tears, crying, just leave me alone. And what are they, in the other lyrics in the song, he goes, just because you hate me doesn't mean I hate you. You're looking at these psychos like Alex Preddy and Renee Good. They're throwing themselves in front of the tanks to die for Somalian scammers. And you're telling them, I don't hate you. I like you. Like, what? It's just like utter submission to the enemy. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And they're laughing at us. They're laughing at us. And what I have seen for the past 24 hours is that that has gone viral on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, and they are laughing at it, okay? Everyone is laughing at it. Everyone is watching that performance, and they are laughing because it is ridiculous. It is a joke, and I want nothing to do with it. I've always said this. The Oliver Anthony thing, the Matt Walsh thing, this whole just leave me alone so we can roll over and die in peace, they're going to kill us, okay? So that's my postscript. That's my modification of my take last night, because I really saw it and I was just thinking about it and I was just getting so angry. I'm like, this is pathetic. I hate it. And it's just such a terrible message for young white men. You know, he's strumming, and who the fuck wants to watch that? It's a Super Bowl, fireworks, it's the big game, everybody's eating wings, everybody's hanging out, cut to Turning Point, slow it down for a minute.
I just want to hang out with my dog, and what, because I don't believe in transgenders, just leave me alone.
It's like, who invited this guy? This sucks, this show is not even good, it's not good music, it's slow. Let's get the energy up. Let's cry about how you can't be against transgenders without the left canceling you. What? It's disgusting. They should have had something else. Like I said, you got a lot of white musical acts to pick from. Pick something else. There's other, there's other good stuff. And honestly, people say, oh, well, you know, you like Kanye. Yeah, because Ye got up and he was a menace. He said, I'm the bully, Heil Hitler. He said, I'm the bully. I'm the villain. Spray painting swastikas on his building and everyone's freaking out. It was aggressive. He's dressing up like Jason Voorhees, like I'm a serial killer. I'm the villain. I'm a bully. That's taking the power up. No, I'm not non-threatening. I'm going to be the menace now. How about now we're going to make it hurt a little bit? So until white people can express that language, we're going to continue to lose. But that is what it needs to be. It needs to be forward-looking. It needs to be young. It needs to be vibrant. It needs to be creative. It needs to be empowering. It can't just be this, whatever that was on Sunday. So uninspired. And people then want it. Like I said, the left is attractive. The talent is going to go towards the left. The artists, the thinkers, the intellects, they're going to go to the left because that is what talented people are attracted to. Energy, a future, ideas, a message, not whatever that was, this big performative outrage. We're going to pretend that we like it. You know, nobody wants to live like that. Not anybody with any brains, not anybody with any kind of guts. So that's what I have to say about it. I saw that and I was just filled with disgust. I just want to catch my... He even said, watch my game. I just want to watch the game, man. Let me watch my little game. Watch games. Games? You're playing games? You're watching games? We're not playing games. We can't be playing games. Games. I want to watch my game and drink my beer. Listen, hillbilly. Hey, you, hillbilly, put the fucking beer down. Turn the TV off and get involved. Charlie Kirk got shot in the fucking head. Trump got shot in the fucking head. And you're crying about, I just want to watch my games on TV and drink my beer with my dog, you fucking faggot. And you know, look at me. I'm not some big macho guy or something, but I understand what is necessary. This is the attitude that is necessary. People are getting executed. People are getting their heads blown off. The left, the John Brown Gun Club, and the DSA and the communists, they are literally deploying in every major city saying, we're going to be elected mayor, we're going to take white people's money, and we're going to use it to make the bus free for black people. Okay? They're going to take your shit. They're going to get elected, they're going to send the cops, and they're going to take your shit. They're passing a wealth tax in California. Zohran Mamdani said, we're going to tax the white neighborhoods more so we could start a government grocery store. In Minnesota, they're deploying the shock troops, the progressive shock troops with the guns, setting up checkpoints to hunt for ICE. And we have white Gen Xers and boomers saying, hey, man, we just want to watch our game and go and fish. It's a simple way of life. We have a simple way of life. We ain't want to hurt nobody. Well, they want to hurt you. They are coming. They want to hurt you. They are ruthless. They do not care. They are younger than you. They have more energy than you. They want it more than you do. They're planting a flag. We won't even plant. We're doing a show we don't even know what it's about. It's some vague thing about patriotism. Like, it's not even racial for them. So that's the thing, you know. And it's so funny. All these people want to say, well, you know, Bad Bunny, when he said God bless America, what he meant was the Americas, all the Hispanics. Well, what can white people say? White people say heritage American. Think about how raped that is. Think about how cucked that is. Hispanics come here and they say, you know, we are America. All the Americas are America. You know, Paraguay and Argentina, Colombia, that's God bless America. And what are they saying? They're saying Browns are American. What do white people say? Well, America's for heritage Americans. Okay, what's a heritage American? People that have been here for generations. What, like slaves? No, like, they won't even say white. They won't even say white. They won't even say Northern European English. They won't even say that. Even these faggots that are mad about, think of this. Yeah, think of this. Even these faggots that are mad about the halftime show, they're saying, well, when he said God bless America, what he meant was all of the Americas are, and you go to that guy, you go to that nerd bitch. You say, oh, really? What's America to you? Heritage legacy Americans. What's that? People that have been here for generations. What's that? People with citizenship. They won't even say white. They won't even use the word white. They won't even include race because they don't want to lose their job because they're worried Stephen Miller's going to get them fired. Because they're worried if they're following the wrong Twitter account, they're going to get thrown out on the White House lawn out of the motorcade and fired. And I heard about that story. That's why they won't even say white. So how prepared are you to fight this battle? You want to complain about that? Anyway, I know I'm beating a dead horse at this point, but that's my problem with it. You people are just not ready. Somebody asked me last night, are you even a white nationalist? And I said, I don't feel like one, not because I'm not pro-white, but because it's such a defeatist, low-energy group now. It's defeatist. It's sad. And we just need something that's a little stronger, something that's a little more confident. And I don't mean it needs to be like white supremacist, like more hateful or angry, but I mean it needs to be a little more confident, a little more self-assured. It needs to be ambitious, you know, like, hey, we own the future. There is a future for white people. We are the future. We're the young people. We have ideas. We are the best. We are the brightest. We're planting a flag. They should be afraid of us. We're the next generation. You don't get a whole lot of energy like that from the white nationalists. You get a bunch of old neo-Confederates. You get a bunch of old, you know, old-timers, segregationists. They were on the, you know, the campaign in the 70s. Anyway, but that's that. I want to move on. We are going to get into the news here, but I just want to throw that out there because it's such an important point. And maybe I didn't make it very clear last night, but that's really my beef. That's my beef. And I said it last night. I'm like, tale of two halftime shows. One of them sucks. The other one's great. And that's because one of them is vivacious and the other is the opposite of that. Morbid. One is vivacious. One is morbid. One is forward thinking. One is, you know, I don't even know if it's backward. It's just not even looking at all. It's just like eyes closed.